You're listening to SBS News.
The Olympic buzz has hit Queensland as Brisbane City gears up to host the Olympic and Paralympic Games in 2032. Brisbaneites are already looking forward to the benefits.
It's huge for the city, for the state. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and everyone's wrapped. It's so good.
Brisbane 2032, it's going to put us on the world map.
The excitement also reaching the Australian team in Tokyo. This is Australian swimmer Kate Campbell.
I was just about to dive in the water last night for my first swim in the competition pool, and one of the coaches came running up and said, "It's official, it's confirmed, Brisbane 2032 has it." And by the time we got back to the village, it was a real buzz around HQ.
In Japan, to hear the news, the Queensland Premier was on a high, but there was an awkward exchange when the Australian Olympic Committee President, John Coates, demanded she attend the Tokyo Olympic opening ceremony. At a time when international arrivals to Queensland are capped, Anastasia Palaszczuk's trip to Tokyo is under scrutiny, and she had previously indicated she would watch from her hotel room, but the AOC President was having none of it.
"You are going to the opening ceremony. I'm still the deputy chair of the Canada Leadership Group. And so far as I understand, that there will be an opening and a closing ceremony in 2032. And all of you have got to get along there and understand the traditional parts of that, what's involved in an opening ceremony. So no, none of you are staying behind and hiding in your rooms, all right?"
"I don't want to offend anybody, so..."
John Coates today has defended his comments, saying they were misinterpreted and that his view has always been all three levels of government should come to the opening ceremony. Brisbane will now have over a decade to prepare for the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games. It's the longest planning period in the Games' history. Unlike other Olympics, Brisbane 2032 is being pitched as a cost-neutral event. Existing venues will be used to keep down costs, but a wider infrastructure boom is anticipated. Dominique Lamb is the CEO of the National Retail Association.
"It's going to mean that many of our regional retailers will be able to trade off just the excitement of not only infrastructure being built and people having more money in their pockets because of the creation of jobs, but also just tourist attraction."
Some analysts forecast the Games' cost to be as much as $5 billion, with the expected economic windfall to be more than $8 billion. With the state's tourism industry on its knees due to COVID, some say, like Daniel Geschwind, the CEO of the Queensland Tourism Industry Council, that this is a game changer.
"Look, it's the biggest event on the planet. It brings people together, not just for sport, but for interaction, for trade, for cultural relations."
And the next generation are in the starting blocks, with their eyes on the prize. Junior champion sprinter Ashley Wong is hoping to be on the Olympic team for 2032, when the Games come to town.
"To prepare, work hard, improve every little aspect of my game, and... you know, compete at the highest level in a hometown. It's just a phenomenal opportunity."
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.